This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, December 13th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that security cameras are being installed in the village of Valencia, and town officials aren't yet sure who will get to watch. Village attorney Rob Fitzsimmons said he would draft a policy about the footage, which monitors traffic in the village. The board was hesitant to create a policy allowing only village officials or law enforcement officials to see the footage. Quote, village officials have the right to those cameras, unquote, trustee Frank Bevan said. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Ryan in the Daily Mail reports that Windham Town Supervisor Stacy Post pled guilty to disorderly conduct in a case where she was indicted twice for using recording devices in the town hall. Post was indicted on 4 felony counts of eavesdropping, official misconduct, and 1 misdemeanor count of possession of eavesdropping devices, a second set of charges after the first set was thrown out by a judge. Columbia County Supreme Court Judge Richard Mott dismissed the 4 felony counts of eavesdropping and the possession of eavesdropping device charges on December 11th, with the official misconduct charge reduced to disorderly conduct, a violation. In all, Post was fined $220. Post, according to the court papers, quote, did knowingly and unlawfully fail to post written notices that the Windham Town Supervisor's office was under video and audio surveillance on individuals meeting with one another without their knowledge or consent, unquote. Post lost a re-election campaign in November. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Albany Times-Union reports that former Republican New York State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam were found guilty on all 8 federal charges December 11th. This is just the latest corruption conviction to come from the Capitol, as Assembly Speaker Democrat Sheldon Silver was convicted November 30th. Sentencing is set for March 3rd for Skelos, and Governor Andrew Cuomo has already set a special election for Silver's seat for April. He may also create a special election for Skelos' seat. On the same day, December 11th, Cuomo also vetoed a set of bills designed to enhance the state freedom of information law. Then on December 12th, Cuomo signed an executive order to expedite the appeals process for FOIL requests. Read both stories and about the conviction and vetoes in the Albany Times-Union. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Sunday there might be patchy fog before 9 a.m. and then cloudy day with high near 54 and a low around 44. Monday, showers are likely, mainly after 3 p.m., with a high near 56 and a low around 44. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 48. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre at Catskill Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene, Columbia, Schoharie, Delaware, Ulster, Dutchess, Albany, and Rensselaer counties in western Massachusetts.